Hey, this is H1. We're going to be running it back with another episode talking about chess knowledge, chess wisdom, and chess understanding. And today we will be discussing this article, Gary Wins on Demand to Finish First in the Tata Steel Chess Masters. And this is a popular tournament that has been going on for decades now. And we will be discussing it on this episode. So sit back, relax, enjoy your sun chips. Enjoy your orange juice. Hopefully you're not drinking orange juice. Hopefully it's like actually orange juice from oranges, because that's way better than, you know what? I'm not going to talk about that. Let's move on to the next segment. Follow me. Don't take your hands off the road if you're driving. Stay focused. Keep your eyes close to the road. All right. Keep your eyes close to the road, man. H1, let's get going. Okay, now we're going to be going over this article called Gary Wins on Demand to Finish First in the Tata Steel Chess Masters. And let's go. On a suspenseful final day, GM Anish Giri won the 2023 Tata Steel Chess Tournament with his triumph over GM Richard Rapport, his first victory in the Super Tournament after finishing as the runner-up 5 times. So this was really big. And everybody thought that Nurdurbek was going to win this tournament because he was in first place the majority of the time. And I'm just speaking. He was in first place the majority of the time. But yeah, he got defeated. He got defeated by some people. And it was crazy because he was the one that defeated Magnus Carlsen in a tournament. So that's why people just was already assuming that he might just get away with the win. But that's not what happened. And so it's saying in this article that it wasn't just the Tata Steel Chess Masters tournament that was exciting, but it was the Tata Steel Challengers tournament too that had other GM Grandmasters that was playing. Now let's continue on with the article. Carlsen so depended on a loss by Abdusatarov, I'm thinking that's his name, to catch up. A Gary win in Abdusatarov. A draw would ensure a playoff between the two. A combination of immense pressure and fatigue after 2 weeks of high stakes play produced a spectacle. Abdusatarov lost in Gary 1, and no playoff would be needed. Gary Rapport was one of the 2 games that decided this year's winner. Gary is undefeated against Rapport in all-time formats, both over the board and online, with 3 wins, all in classical games, and 11 draws before this game. Still, Rapport won 3 of his last 5 games in this event, and his sails seemed full of wind. A hard-fought and even duel came to a shocking end with 1 move blunder, and the move blunder, I know, it was crazy. It was a crazy move blunder. I did go over this game on my TikTok streams that I do every single day at like 10 o'clock central. And this move that he played, king to g6, was crazy because if he didn't play this move, the position was completely equal. But since he played this move, you already know that Anish Giri do puzzles each and every day. And so he found the best move, which that kind of... That kind of was the demise of Richard Rapport in that game. And that's why Anish Giri won the tournament. Okay, so this article says Giri was slightly annoyed to find out that he had spoiled an advantage earlier, but he maintained that this was his best result so far. Adding it is harder to have a better result other than winning a world championship. The champion who lost just 7 out of 128 games played since 2014 at Wakan Z is runner up no more. He finishes the day with 8.5 points out of 13 and as number 5 in the world at a rating of 2779. Van Forest was the showstopper in round 13, and a draw would have at least secured a playoff with Giri for first. All great reasons to believe the Uzbek superstar would take home the trophy this year. Van Force emerged victorious from the sharp Sicilian endgame after taking advantage of White's overextended e5 and g5 pawn. Okay, let's just continue on to like the juicy parts. For many hours, the outside chances of Carlsen and So competing for first were still in play. GM Prague had the white pieces against So. Interestingly, he won their first ever matchup in a rapid game just 15 days after earning his final GM norm. In classical chess, however, they had played just one game, which ended in a draw. Okay, and then do we got any more comments by the players? Asked about how he felt about finishing in tied second, the world champion reflected that he came tantalizingly close to first on the first day, regretting a missed sacrifice against Prague the day before. He added, "I feel bad for Nedrbic. He was leading all the way, basically. And as for Anish, he broke a lot of records. Huge congrats to him." So he has some good sportsmanship, even though when he's talking on the interview, he always seems bored, which I'm thinking that he is. He just wants to go back home and play some chess or something. He always just has that demeanor. But, okay, let's go further down into this article. Dean Caruana was a quick 19-move draw after a threefold repetition in a topical line of the Roy Lopez. Boring. After the game, Caruana said he had two options at the end. One is to continue to play with, let's say he has various moves, like he could play bishop f4 or b4. He has some options, but it was understandable, of course, that since he didn't know the position well, and I did, that he chose to repeat. I had no way out of the repetition. And Fabiano de Caruana, he had some decent wins in this tournament too that I went over. Other than that, and I'm going through the article, there's a lot of information in this article. It seems like chess.com had a Twitter post of congratulating Anish Giri for winning the prestigious Tata Steel Chess Masters tournament. And if you haven't heard about this tournament, you need to know about these major tournaments, all right? You need to know about the Tata Steel Chess Tournament. You need to know about the Singfield Cup. You need to know about, I can't name other ones right now, but I can recall it after I see the name. Okay, let me finish this Twitter post. It says right here, the Dutch hero won an incredible game, Vince's Rapport, and improves on five previous runner-up finishes by becoming the 2023 champ. And so it ended off with the leaderboard being Anish Giri, second Nedrbic, the third Magnus Carlsen, fourth Wesley So, fifth Fabiano Caruana, sixth Perham, and then seventh Levon Aronian. And then it continues, 8th, Richard Rapport, 9th, Prague, 10th, Jordan Van Forest, 11th, Gukesh, 12th, Dean Laren, which was very disappointing. He underperformed big time, especially since he's trying to become a world champion. So hopefully he brings his A game to becoming a world champion than he did in the Tata Steel Chess Tournament. You know, even though that he could beat me 10 out of 10 times, that doesn't mean anything if he cannot beat the top 10 players in the world. 13th, Vincent Kamer, and 14th, Erjan. And so those were the last standings of the tournament. It was pretty good. I watched not the majority of it. I did look at all the games afterwards, though, of the decisive games, not the draws. But yeah, it was pretty interesting. Even analyzing them, going over it. Seeing everybody enjoy it, like engaging in the audience. It was cool going over this game. I mean, the decisive games in the tournament. Okay, that was pretty much it of this article. Other than that, all right, let's move on to the next segment. Hey, this is the last segment of this episode, but I will be doing more in the future, so please follow. to stay notified on when I'm going to be putting out an episode. I'll be doing it irregular. I know, I get it, but I'm doing the best that I can right now by giving you all the value that you need. So if you want to be here on time for the chess knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding, please follow. Do your part, all right? Do your part. No, I'm just playing. Okay. Okay. Peace. Until next time. Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Fight till the end. Make sure that you stay focused in chess and in real life. Peace.